WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Less than 3 weeks till the election, early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia reports a record 305,000 cast ballots on the first day of early voting there. An Atlanta judge ruled that election certification by county officials is mandatory. The state elections board had previously issued guidelines allowing those officials to investigate prior to certification. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Our reaction is that we've always believed that everyone should follow the law and follow the Constitution. That's an American value. And so I think that's very important that that is affirmed, you know, in the judicial system.
After a five-day lull, Israel resumed aerial bombardment, targeting Beirut's southern suburbs this time, where Hezbollah has a strong presence. Federal planetary scientists say the northern lights will be visible farther south than usual for a while, at least another year, they say. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Barack Obama will be in Madison next Tuesday. The former two-term Democratic president be joined by Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Their joint appearance is timed to coincide with the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin, just 2 weeks out from Election Day. Attorney General Josh Call issues a reminder that threatening poll workers is illegal. Wisconsin law prohibits anyone from using or threatening force to compel someone to vote, keep them from voting, or to influence their voting decision. State law also prohibits anyone from using duress or fraud to prevent someone from voting. In a new Star Wars parody public service announcement from the Dane County Clerk's Office aims to combat election misinformation. It can be viewed on the Blame Society YouTube page. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear and not as cold. Still frosty, though. Our low 32. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high right around 65. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:02 on Wednesday morning. Hey, we're halfway through the week. That is a good thing. Here is you two with Mysterious Ways on More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Yeah.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
We are young, heart to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Happy Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining you on a frosty morning. It is going on 7:11 a.m. It is definitely a little cool out there this morning. If you've not already been out there, it's going to be a little bit of shock to the system. We'll talk about the forecast here because, you know, we need to. We have that freeze warning that goes until 9 a.m. this morning. I will give you a hint. We did get a frost last night. And if you have a car parked outside, you need to give it time to thaw out because there will be frost on your windshield. Also, if you have like a deck or something like that, be careful. Those steps are a little bit slippery. I noticed ours were this morning. Today, it will be sunny, warming up to a high of 57. Tonight, clear with a low of 34. Tomorrow morning, we could see widespread frost again. It will be sunny with a high of 64. On Friday, warming up, sunny with a high of 69. Looking at our weekend forecast, it's going to be beautiful this weekend. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 71. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 74. Now, briefly looking into next week, we're looking at highs near 70 on Monday and on Tuesday. So, you know, it does not feel like October out there for the most part. Currently, it's 27 degrees with the wind chill. It feels right around 20 degrees out there this morning. So just want everyone to be prepared for that today. So a couple of exciting things going on here at Max FM. We're going to talk about those briefly. Then I need to talk some sports things that are going on as well. There's a lot happening this morning already. So if you hadn't heard on Monday, we do have a new person on from 8 to midnight. We have Nights with Mace Michaels. He's on every weeknight from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. We thank Mace for joining us. The name will sound familiar. The voice will sound familiar. He is one of our meteorologists, so we thank him for joining us in this capacity. And we will have a new voice with me starting on Monday morning at 7 a.m. It will be Mornings with Emily and Dave. So she'll be on with me from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the weekdays. We'll be talking about things that are happening in the area, current events, things like that. We're excited about this. It's something that has been in the works for a little while. I can officially announce the first name and all that fun stuff. We'll get to know her on Monday. So looking forward to that. So we thank Emily for joining us. She's excited about it, to say the least. We talked for a little while yesterday about it. Her and I are meeting today to get her all set up on things, go over things, and we're looking forward to it. So it's going to be something new, refreshing, and, you know, it won't just be me talking to you all morning long. So we'll break it up a little bit, and we're excited for that. Also going on this morning is the Farmers Market in downtown Baraboo. That's happening from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That'll be on the Courthouse Square, also known as Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. That's getting to be the end of the season for the Farmers Market. So at the end of this month, the Farmers Market is no more. So get on down there. If you go over the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page, they'll tell you who's going to be down there today, what they brought along. I saw lots of vegetables, some fruit. I think there might even be some apple pie down there, so we'll see what happens with that. Nothing like a warm apple pie at this time of year, you know, one of my favorites. I know others like pumpkin pie. I prefer the apple pie, just a personal preference, but any kind of pie is really good. I need to quit talking about food. I already had breakfast, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. So we have some interesting sports news. I'm going to start with the Jets. This one is going to be interesting because we know New York shocked us with the firing of their head coach, and it did not prevent its successful pursuit of Davante Adams. 7 days after the Jets fired their head coach and less than 24 hours after the primetime loss to the Bills, they have agreed to a trade for Adams from the Raiders. This has been reported by the NFL Network sources yesterday. Las Vegas will receive a conditional 2025 third-round pick in exchange for Adams, and this is according to NFL Network reporters. So they're going to be pairing Adams up with Aaron Rodgers. You heard me correctly. Adams' base salary is expected to be $16.89 million, and he also has a $510,000 in per-game active roster bonuses. This is crazy. So the Jets will take on the prorated portion, which comes out to $11.6 million. So the Jets and Adams agreed to a contract restructure for 2024, lessening the salary cap hit, and then they will have to adjust in 2025 and 2026 for portions of that contract as well. Now, Adams is already in the Jets building and will undergo his physical, according to reports. Adams had missed the past three games due to a hamstring injury, but they report that the injury is in a good place. They said Adams is feeling great and made the surprise Tuesday appearance on the Pat McAfee show along with Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And you have to remember, Adams spent 8 years catching passes as a Green Bay Packer. So, yeah, they're reunited. So that's the interesting news on the Jets front. Now, we're going to talk Packers. And again, this is not anything that is officially confirmed as of yet. So this is somewhat breaking news, and we believe it to be accurate. So The seventh kicker for the Packers might be the charm. They have apparently signed Brandon McManus on Tuesday. The sides agreed to a one-year deal, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, and McManus is expected to kick in Sunday's game against the Houston Texans at Lambeau Field. Yes, you heard me correctly. McManus is expected to kick this Sunday at Lambeau. This, again, is a very good source from ESPN. Very accurate that they're reporting this on ESPN. So the Packers only use one kicker, we know, Braden Nervson, in the first six games of the season, and they've had six others on the roster since the end of last season, and Alex Hale remains on the practice squad. Now, Nervson is a rookie. The Packers claimed off of waivers from the Tennessee Titans in late August. He missed a league-high five field goal attempts this season, including a 44-yarder in this Sunday's game. Luckily, we did beat the Cardinals this weekend. So initially, the Packers had kept Greg Joseph at the end of the preseason over last year's kicker, Andreas Carlson. They also had James Turner and Jack Pondsley on their 90-man offseason roster at different points. Now, when asked on Monday whether the team was considering kicking this change this week, Packers coach Matt LaFleur said, "I wouldn't say right now no. However, they wouldn't say they would take it day by day." So that was before the team worked out with McManus on Tuesday. Now, as you know, McManus spent the last three seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had made 30 of 37 field goal attempts and all of his 35 extra point tries in his only season with the team. He had signed a one-year commitment for $3.6 million. That was his contract with the Washington Commanders in the offseason. But he was released in early June because he got himself into an apparent trouble with some flight attendants on a chartered airline flight the Jaguars used to fly to London in September 2023. And they had a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault on the trip. And the NFL announced September 30th that it found insufficient evidence that McManus had violated the league's personal conduct policy. And that's according to league spokesman Brian McCarty. He said that in a statement, as always, if new evidence is presented, it would be taken into consideration. Now, an attorney representing the women told ESPN on September 30th that the league had not interviewed his clients as part of its investigation, and it was not known if anyone had spoken since. Now, McManus is a 81.4% kicker on field goals. He spent his first nine seasons of his career with the Denver Broncos. So obviously the Packers have been searching for a stable replacement since they moved on from their career scoring leader, Mason Crosby, after the 2022 season. As we remember, Crosby made 86.2% of his field goals. Last season, Carlson was a sixth-round pick in 2023. He missed 13 total kicks. This included field goals and extra points in the regular season playoffs, and the most of any kicker in the league. Now, sources said the Packers were meeting with Nervson last night, and it was not immediately clear whether the team would try to keep two kickers on the roster or what they're going to do. So, very interesting developments on the Packers side of things. Again, this has been reported by ESPN that McManus has signed a one-year deal. He was practicing with the Green Bay Packers on Tuesday. So, I'm expecting that we will see some sort of official release today on that one, as well as Davante Adams. So we're kind of keeping track of these things, and if this all does come to fruition, which I'm fairly certain that it will, we know that Maddie and Havel will be in on Friday around 8:30. They'll definitely be talking about this. I know when Havel and I spoke a couple of weeks ago now on Friday that this was definitely a possibility, and so it definitely looks like it's come to fruition. So breaking news from the NFL, and I can say that it's not much of a shock after everything that we did see with Nervson over the past games this season. We need a reliable field goal kicker. Those points come down to something very important. We look at some of our losses and the number of missed field goals, so we had to make some sort of change. It looks like the Packers have indeed done that. So we'll keep tabs on that. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, text those into us here via the Free Civic Media app, or you can text us at 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those right around 7:45 this morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. We're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave. It is 7:27 a.m. on Wednesday morning. We're halfway through this work week. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Andy from Cell Plus about some of the fun stuff they have going on at their stores this week and next week. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM. Seven Max FM, Dave Grant with Andy from Cell Plus. Andy, how are you doing today?
Oh man, we are doing fantastic.
I understand that you have US Days coming up. What is US Days?
You got it. Well, this is US Cellular's way of appreciating all of our customers. So it's a whole month long event. This runs through November 6th. So it's the US Cellular US Days, celebrating our customers like us customers, right? And so just a lot of fun stuff. We have got unbelievable deals for upgrades, new lines, everything.
That is fantastic. And if you have an old cell phone out there, now is the time to upgrade. Don't wait till later this year. Get in and do that now, right, Andy?
Well, that's exactly it. These are literally like the best deals of the year so far. Kind of call like the pre-holiday, you know, don't wait around. I mean, this is like some super cool stuff.
And speaking of super cool stuff, you have some parking lot parties coming up. Let's talk about the first one. That's going to be in Baraboo, correct?
That is correct. So that's this Friday from 2 to 6 at the Baraboo store. And I believe it still says it's going to be like 70 degrees or something. So, you know, pop on out. We have Sky High. We'll be in our parking lot from 2 to 6 and we're buying. So we've got caramel apples, cider donuts, cider. It's all on us. So you ladies, come on out. You can check out all these deals going on, whether it's phones, tablets, home internet, just so much cool stuff. And we'll get a caramel apple, get some donuts while you're there. You just got to just simply come in, talk to any of our knowledgeable staff, and just check it out.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great weather. We're talking almost 70 degrees on Friday. And then looking ahead to Saturday, we're talking like 71, 72, beautiful and sunny. You're going to be doing us days at Richland Center as well, correct?
Exactly. So we've got our Richland Center store. So you folks out there, listen up. Yeah, so that is from 10 to 4 on Saturday. We're going to do the same kind of thing, but we have all the goodies from Oakwood Fruit Farms out at our store. So same thing. We have raffles for accessories, all the free cool stuff from Oakwood will be out there. And again, it's your perfect chance to come and just really take advantage of all these super awesome offers. So,
and the last one, that's going to be in Reedsburg. That is on October 25th. So I can't predict the weather that far ahead, Andy. So talk about that one.
Not quite sure on that one. Correct. But that's on Friday, the 25th. So next Friday, guess what, folks? We've got Frenchie Press Coffee Truck coming out to our back parking lot. And you got it. We've got free lattes, cappuccino, tea, whatever your beverage is from Frenchie Press. So while supplies last. So that's from 9 to 1. We're buying. So you can come out, grab your free coffee. Again, pop on inside and, check out, obviously the new iPhone 16 is out. So we're talking up to $1,200 off with a trade-in. We've got the Samsung, the latest Samsung S24 FE for free without a trade. $400 off iPads. I mean, it is some crazy good stuff. We have accessory offers. It's just a boatload of awesomeness. So we're creating these parking lot parties just to create a fun environment, celebrating our customers and welcoming new ones as well.
Thank you for joining us today, Andy. If people want more information, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
So you can go to sellplus.com and all the offers are listed there. All the different parking lot parties for the different stores are all listed in there. So it's just a great resource. It's just sellplus.com.
Thank you, Andy, again for joining us. We appreciate it. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. We'll be talking about those right around 7:45 this morning. We do thank Andy for joining us. Of course, now I'm thinking about caramel apples right now. That is in the back of my mind right now. Again, apple pies, it's all about food. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
In Monday Night Football action, Buffalo marched into MetLife Stadium to knock off the New York Jets 23-20 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Allen passing for 2 touchdowns and ran for another score in the victory. Packers off today. They'll host the Houston Texans at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Matt LaFleur on Houston quarterback C.J. Stroud.
I do have a lot of respect for him and what he was able to do a year ago, and just to be able to come in to the league as a young player and put up the type of numbers that he did and lead them, into the playoffs. I think that was pretty impressive.
The Bucks won their first preseason game, 111-107 over the Bulls at Fiserv Forum last night. Giannis had 24 points and 10 rebounds to lead the way. Major League Baseball, Mets even the NLCS at a game apiece with a 7-3 win over the Dodgers. American League, the Yankees won their opener 5-2 over Cleveland. Game 2 of that series is tonight in New York. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a real estate auction for 258 acres of vacant land located in the towns of Washington and Bear Creek in Sauk County. It's located near Hill Point. This land is mostly tillable, also very nice building spots on it. It'll be sold in 8 parcels. More details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Again, it's a 258-acre real estate auction. It's today, starting at 11 a.m. It's a live and online auction. Live bidding takes place at our auction facility in Reedsburg. On Thursday, we have a drop-off day for our November firearms auction from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. We're accepting firearms, ammunition, hunting, and related items. Then on Friday, we have a drop-off day for our October farm and construction online-only auction. We're accepting items from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear and not as cold. Still frosty, though. Our low 32. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high right around 65. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
99.7
Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 7:38 a.m. More music mornings with Dave with Eddie Money. Take me home tonight on Max FM.
Max FM.
to go alone. It's times like these, can't make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you again. If I just spend my time
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday morning. It is 7:45 a.m. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. In just moments, we will be going through those celebrity birthdays and anniversaries, and we don't want to miss anyone's local birthday or anniversary. So again, text those in now. We do have a cool start this morning, so let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, it will warm up. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 57. Tonight, a narrow chance of frost. It'll be clear with a low of 34. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 64. On Friday, sunny with a high of 69. This weekend's going to be beautiful. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 71. Sunday, sunny with a high of 74. Looking ahead to early next week, Monday, Tuesdays, high near 70 degrees. So it's going to be beautiful all week long. I don't see a lot of precipitation chances in our forecast. As a reminder, we do have that burn ban in this area and our whole listening area. Burning permits are required because it is so dry. Currently, it is a cool 27 degrees with wind chill. Feels right around 20 degrees out there this morning. If you are parked outside, you're going to need to scrape those windows this morning because we did get that heavy frost last evening. Again, I hope everyone's having a great Wednesday morning. You know, if you have to scrape your windows, it's one of those things that it's not a great start. If you know about it, at least you got that heads up. The other thing I do want to mention that I kind of talked about a little earlier, our deck's a little slippery this morning because of the way it's facing. So be careful out there. You don't want to slip this early in the season either. Also, it is our big deal of the day at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. 50% off a $20 certificate to Low Market and More today only through 11:59 tonight. It is just $10. Take a trip to Low Market and More to find delicious produce, flowers, crafts, and more. This $20 certificate is yours today only. $10 at maxfmbigdeals.com. We also have the link on our Facebook page this morning. Today is October 16th. Let's talk about those celebrity birthdays. Naomi Osaka is 27. She is a shy tennis champion. Katerina Scorzone is 43. She's Dr. Emil Shepard on Grey's Anatomy. Jeremy Jackson is 44. Hobie Buchanan on Baywatch. We have a few Baywatch birthdays this morning. John Mayer is 47. Say No Such Thing. Waiting on the World to Change. And let's see. Kelly Martin is 49. If you remember Lucy on ER, that show was a while ago. Wendy Wilson is 55 from Wilson Phillips. She's a singer and daughter of Beach Boy Brian Wilson. Their biggest hits are Hold On and Release Me. Pamela Bach, 61 years old today. Kay Morgan on Baywatch, and ironically, David Hasselhoff's ex as well. This one definitely hit me a little bit hard this morning when I saw this one. Flea is 62 years old. He's the awesome bassist from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Biggest hits include Under the Bridge, Danny California, and Scar Tissue. So I am going to play Danny California after this because, you know, we don't play that too often here. So I'm going to choose that one this morning from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. If you remember, Flea also provided the bass line in Young MC's classic rap, Bust a Move. And he wore a pair of pants made out of sewn together stuffed animals in that video. I totally forgot about that one. I've got to go watch that video. I have to say that right now. So you know what I'll be doing. Tim Robbins is 66 from Shawshank Redemption. That is awesome as well. And then we have Bobby Weir from The Grateful Dead is 77. Their biggest hit was Touch of Grey. Fred Turner is 81. The Turner from the Bachman Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, and Taking Care of Business. So those are our birthdays and anniversaries today. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, that would be, we want to wish you a happy birthday or anniversary today. Great day to have a birthday or anniversary. And as a reminder, if you know someone that is celebrating the rest of this week, you can text those in now. I'll make sure to get those into my calendar. Our phone number to text those into is 608-355-9970. And then we'll make sure, you know, once we have our full morning show persons on, we'll have them with that calendar as well. So again, as a reminder, I'm just your interim morning show host, you know. We'll have a new co-host starting on Monday, so I'm the interim guy. Eventually, maybe I'll get back tonight, so we'll see what happens. We're having a lot of fun doing this. And I do want to take a moment, and I want to say thank you to everyone for your feedback on that. I do appreciate each and every one of our listeners. I've been getting some great text in from all of you, so thank you very much. I'm just the fill-in guy right now. That's currently the plan. I do want to also remind you, tomorrow is Purple Thursday at Hope House. I'm going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow morning, starting at around 7:30 tomorrow morning. So for more information about Hope House, go to hopehousescw.org. We're helping them out with Purple Thursday. As you remember, we did our radio request-a-thon a couple weeks ago now on Thursday, and we thank all of our listeners for that, and we want to go help Hope House some more. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, for those that are not aware. Also, why I also have purple fingernails this morning and for this whole month, because we had some awesome listeners. We exceeded our goal, and I said if we did that, I would have purple fingernails this month to raise awareness for domestic violence awareness. So that you can stop and see those tomorrow if you'd like. I'll be over at Hope House from about 7:30 to 9 a.m. If you are able to make a donation, we would greatly appreciate it. You can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page for that list. It includes the basic needs like toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, laundry detergent, dishwasher soap, standard pillows, new only, of course, and coffee, juices, bottled water, baby wipes, diapers, and that's just some of the list. Micro USB chargers, USB-C type chargers, iPhone chargers, and if you're a local business and you want to supply some of those phone chargers, they would really appreciate that. And of course, the cash donations are always accepted. Again, if you go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, we have the link up there. There's also a QR code. You can go to the Amazon wish list for Hope House and have the item shipped directly to them. So please consider helping them out. I'll be there right around 7:30 tomorrow morning, broadcasting live. We're looking forward to helping them out. And, you know, it's something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts over here at Max FM. So again, that is tomorrow. So please consider a donation. Go check out our wish list. We want to make sure we help fill the Hope House up. They need all of our help. And so we will definitely be there. So looking forward to that. All right, as promised, I am going to get Danny Californian from the Red Hot Chili Peppers up next. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lil Market and more. Take the trip to this rural Sauk City farm stand for delicious in-season produce, flowers, crafts, decor, local canned goods, and so much more. Friendly service and great prices for fresh produce at this country farm stand that is a breath of fresh air. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the mirror way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel. California sugar trees. She's my free state.
like day in California. Day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was stealing another breath. I love my baby to death. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was safe.